For the first time, the United States is hosting Olympic trials for the sport of women's boxing, which will make its debut during the London Games this summer. Associated Press reporter Greg Beecham is covering the trials, which are being held just outside of Spokane, Washington. Greg, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill.
Boxing was the only sport in the Summer Olympics that did not feature female competitors. Is there a sense of excitement at the trials about reaching the big stage?
There really is. You can feel a sense of redemption here this week, particularly among the veteran women's coaches and the older athletes who competed in this sport long before they had any notion they could go to the Olympics at all. There's been really no target for success beyond the national championships until the last few years. I mean, don't forget, women's boxers have won more Academy Awards than Olympic medals at this point. It's Hillary Swank won, everybody else zero. Yeah. So you can feel these athletes are thrilled that they finally grabbed some respect from the Olympic community and the media attention and all the other stuff that's going to follow.
24 women are fighting in the trials, which have been going on all week. Tell us a little about the format of the tournament.
It's a double elimination tournament with 8 fighters in each of the 3 Olympic weight classes. There's only 3 classes for women here in the first Olympic tournament. Thursday night, the competition really turned up with fighters with good international amateur pedigrees fighting to avoid elimination. So we're down to the last few fighters here, and it's been a really intense competitive tournament by any standard, particularly international women's boxing.
In a sport where it's not unusual for a defending champion to go, 8 months, 12 months, 2 years before defending a championship, this is remarkable. They're fighting, a couple of times every couple of days?
They are. Even the ones who are undefeated still have fought almost every day except for one. And the fights are 4 rounds of 2 minutes each, so there is a limit on the amount of cardio work you have to do, but it's still a very taxing, draining tournament. You can see the exhaustion in the competitors' face at this point, but they only have 2 or 3 more fights to go at the most.
You mentioned that there are only 3 weight classes. This must have been something of a challenge for people to make the weight.
Yeah, this has been a bone of contention ever since the International Olympic Committee finally added women's boxing 3 years ago. They did it with a giant caveat that there would only be fighters at 112, 132, and 165 pounds. So you just think about those 3 numbers and the span between them. Professional men's boxing, the span is generally between 5 and 8 pounds between their weight classes. And what that has resulted in is women who have fought internationally at one weight for 5 or 6 years, like Marlon Esparza, the top flyweight, was a 106-pound fighter for years. She had to gain 6 pounds to get up to the 112 limit, while Christina Cruz, who had fought at 119 pounds for years and years, had to lose 7 pounds. It's been debated a lot here whether it's good for the sport or whether it's dangerous, and most athletes say it doesn't matter. They have to deal with what they have to deal with.
Tell us a little bit about some of the favorites in the matches happening later today.
The top flyweight is Marlon Esparza. She's a 6-time national champion from Houston who has a very busy, very active style of fighting. She's very fun to watch. The top lightweight is Queen Underwood from Seattle. She is a 5-time national champion. She's a very powerful puncher in a sport that doesn't always have powerful punchers, that sometimes relies more on volume of punches than power. Has a great story of surviving sexual abuse and becoming an elite world-class athlete. And the star of the tournament has really been Claressa Shields. She's a 16-year-old middleweight from Flint, Michigan, who only has been boxing on the international stage for less than a year. And she's taken everybody in this tournament by storm. And she's an entertaining teenage girl, too. She came in the press room last night, and she was visibly sulking because she didn't think she had beaten the other girl up enough. And she was disappointed in her performance, and she promises she'll stop her next opponent.
Greg, earlier this week you wrote about the debate over whether female boxers should wear shorts or skirts when they're in the ring in London this summer. It might seem a frivolous concern on the surface, but you found some fighters are really concerned about how it will affect the perception of their sport.
Absolutely, yeah. Several months ago, the president of the International Amateur Boxing Association said publicly that he had heard from people who wished the female boxers in his events would wear skirts when they competed because they had difficulty distinguishing the women from the men in the ring, these people said, particularly in televised fights because amateur boxers wear protective headgear that shields their faces. You know, their uniforms are not the most gender-specific. And the president received immediate international condemnation from women's rights activists and athletes, you know, mostly in the Western countries. But it's been interesting to see there have been a handful of countries and fighters who actually like the idea of wearing skirts when they box. Teams from Poland and Romania wore skirts at the European Championships last year. And then earlier this week, an American flyweight named Tyresha Douglas told me she thinks it's a great idea and she would love to wear a skirt if she makes the Olympic team. And the governing body is expected to issue recommendations. They're not rules, they're just recommendations to fighters in the next few days about what to wear at the Olympics. So it'll be interesting to see what those officials encourage and what the Western athletes tell them to do with those encouragements.
What's next for the winners at the trials?
The three fighters who come out of here with the championships this weekend will have to go to the World Championships in China in May. And if they finish in the top eight, they will qualify for the first London Olympic tournament. The international governing body is also going to pick a few wild card fighters to make that. So even if they don't finish the top eight, they have a decent shot to get selected as a wild card fighter for the 36-person tournament in London in late July and early August.
Associated Press reporter Greg Beecham is covering the first U.S. Olympic women's boxing trials, which will conclude this weekend in Airway Heights, Washington. Greg, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're listening to Only a Game.